Welcome to the deep dive. All right, so get this. We're diving into the life of Art Munoz, a guy who learned about entrepreneurship from the absolute best, his dad, Frank. And we've got a cool mix of sources for this deep dive. Articles written by Art himself and stories about his father's incredible journey. Ready for a story about family resilience and some serious business savvy.
Absolutely. What's so fascinating about their stories
is
how both Frank and Art's journeys as entrepreneurs were shaped by their environments. Frank growing up in poverty in 1930s, 40s Costa Rica, and then Art as a child immigrant, you know, adapting to a whole new life in California.
Exactly. And speaking of Frank, let's start there. Imagine being 13 years old, forced to work after grammar school, lands a grueling apprenticeship, and for a week's work, gets paid a measly $2.80. I bet that was a wake-up call.
Oh, yeah. A turning point, for sure. You know, for many people, that kind of hardship leads to acceptance. Mm-hmm. But for Frank, it sparked a fire. He refused to settle. And that's actually a classic characteristic of successful entrepreneurs, turning challenges into fuel.
And he wasn't all talk either. This kid convinces his mom to let him sell her cupcakes, figures out pricing, marketing, logistics, and hauls those cupcakes all the way to the capital city to sell them.
That's incredible. I mean, that's where we see the seeds of his entrepreneurial genius being planted, right?
Mm.
He saw a need, people in the capital needing a sweet treat, and he met it head on. But think about the logistics, a 13-year-old navigating transportation, figuring out the right price to make a profit. These are fundamental business skills.
That's such a good point. It wasn't just about baking and selling. It was a crash course in market analysis pricing operations, almost like a mini MBA for our listeners out there.
Absolutely, a mini MBA. And what's fascinating is that these weren't just abstract business lessons for Art. I mean, imagine growing up watching your dad build a successful bakery from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner table conversations in that household must have been incredible.
Oh, yeah. Talk about an immersive business education.
Yeah.
No wonder Art inherited that entrepreneurial drive. But here's the thing. Even though he came to California as a child, his own early experiences actually kind of mirror his dad's in a surprising way.
That's right. And it demonstrates that the entrepreneurial spirit can thrive anywhere, regardless of background or circumstance. Take Art's paper route, for instance.
Ah, the classic paper route. We all know the drill. Wake up early, deliver the papers.
Yeah.
But Art and his brother took it to another level, waking up at 4:30 a.m., delivering 150 papers on foot, rain or shine.
Wow. That's dedication. And, you know, it wasn't just a job. It was a lesson in work ethic, discipline, and customer service.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be organized, efficient, reliable.
And when customers didn't pay,
mm-hmm.
forget those polite little notes saying, please remit payment. Art got creative. He even threatened to report them to the credit bureau.
He did. I love that. He understood the concept of leverage even as a teenager. He knew that sometimes you need to assert yourself to get what you're owed.
You know what? Think about that. It's such a valuable lesson for anyone, not just entrepreneurs. Negotiation isn't just about boardrooms and contracts. It's about advocating for yourself in any situation, whether it's asking for a raise or making sure a client meets a deadline.
Right. Art's paper route wasn't just about earning pocket money. It was about developing those essential skills that would serve him throughout his life. Resilience, resourcefulness, the ability to negotiate. Those are foundational for any entrepreneur.
So we've got Frank, the self-made bakery owner in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And we've got Art building those same skills as a kid in California. But their stories go beyond just hustling for dollars. They highlight a crucial element of success, action. They didn't just dream about a better life. They made it happen.
And that's a critical takeaway for our listeners. You can have all the great ideas in the world, but without action, they're just that, ideas. Frank and Art's stories remind us that the first step to success is taking that leap, making that first move.
And that's where things get really interesting with Art. We see him take that entrepreneurial leap as an adult, launching his own venture, Amaristifilia, importing gourmet chocolate and coffee from Costa Rica. Sounds pretty delicious, right?
It does. It seems like a perfect blend of his Costa Rican heritage and his American entrepreneurial spirit. But as we know, the entrepreneurial path is rarely smooth.
Yeah. So he invests $40,000. Things are going well. He even lands his first big wholesale client, and then bam, the pandemic hits.
Oh, no. That must have been a major blow.
It was. Lockdowns forced his client to close. His supplier in Costa Rica was barely hanging on, and Art had to shelve the whole project.
Mm-hmm.
A $40,000 loss. Talk about a tough break.
Wow. This is where those lessons from Frank, those ingrained principles of resilience and resourcefulness, really come into play.
Right. He didn't just throw in the towel. He adapted, pivoted back to consulting, and kept that entrepreneurial fire burning. He even said Modesty Ophelia won't die. It still burns like low embers waiting for kindling. That's powerful imagery.
It is. It speaks volumes about his mindset. He views this not as a failure, but as a setback, a temporary pause.
Wow.
And that's a crucial distinction for entrepreneurs.
It really is. It's about reframing those challenges, mm-hmm. seeing them as opportunities for growth. And that brings us to a key question for our listeners.
Right.
What can we learn from Art's experience with a Modesty Ophelia? What are the specific takeaways beyond just the inspiring story?
That's where the real deep dive begins. Let's unpack those lessons hidden within Art's quote-unquote failure, because there's a lot to uncover there, about market analysis, risk management, and the importance of adaptability in the face of unforeseen circumstances. Let's start with the market. Art was importing gourmet chocolate and coffee. You know, it's a niche market, sure, but one that's been growing steadily.
Yeah, especially with the rise of, you know, foodie culture.
Yeah.
And people wanting those unique, high-quality products. But even in a pandemic, what could he have done differently?
Well, one key takeaway is the importance of diversification. You know, relying heavily on a single wholesale client, especially during uncertain times, can be pretty risky. Perhaps exploring direct consumer sales online or partnering with smaller retailers could have mitigated that risk.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like putting all your eggs in the one basket. Never a good idea in business.
Exactly. And the pandemic really highlighted another crucial lesson, adaptability. When his initial plan was disrupted, Art had to pivot. He could have easily given up, but he went back to consulting, kept his skills sharp, and waited for the right moment to re-enter the market.
So it's like he learned from his dad, right? Frank faced hardship in Costa Rica. Art faced this massive business setback.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them adapted. Instead of getting stuck, they found new ways to move forward.
Yeah, it's that entrepreneurial gene at work. But let's go a little deeper into the Amadeus DeFiglia situation. It wasn't just bad luck. There were likely some strategic decisions that could have been made differently.
Okay, like what? Give me the expert analysis here.
We'll consider inventory management. Importing goods from another country, especially perishables like chocolate and coffee, requires really careful planning. Could Art have minimized his losses by reducing his initial stock or negotiating more flexible terms with his supplier?
Oh, so it's not just about the big picture strategy. It's about those nitty-gritty details. Every decision has an impact.
Precisely. And then there's financial planning. Starting a business,
right,
especially one involving imports and overseas partnerships, requires significant capital. Did Art have enough of a financial cushion to weather a storm like a global pandemic?
That's a tough one, especially for solopreneurs who often bootstrap their businesses. But it's a crucial lesson for anyone listening before taking the plunge. Analyze those worst case scenarios.
Absolutely. It's not about being pessimistic. It's about being prepared. And that preparation can make all the difference between a temporary setback and a complete derailment.
Okay, so we've got diversification, adaptability, inventory management, and financial planning. Those are some serious business lessons extracted from Art's failure.
And they're lessons that apply not only to aspiring entrepreneurs, but to anyone navigating challenges in their careers. These principles can help you anticipate obstacles, make strategic decisions, and pivot when necessary.
Right. It's like having a toolkit for success built from real-world experiences.
Exactly. And that's what makes these deep dives so valuable. We're not just learning about business in theory. We're extracting wisdom from the trenches, from those who have walked the path and learned from their mistakes.
And speaking of wisdom, there's something Art said in one of his articles that really struck me. He talks about learning from his dad, Frank, not just about business, but about life. Frank would always say, I've worked for nobody except for my own customers.
That's a profound statement. It encapsulates a core principle of entrepreneurship, a focus on creating value for others. It's not just about making money. It's about serving your customers, building relationships, and solving problems.
And I think that mindset, that focus on building authentic relationships, is something that was instilled in Art from a young age. Remember, Frank built his bakery by connecting with those immigrant bakers from France and Germany. He valued their expertise and built partnerships that helped him create a truly unique product.
It's a beautiful example of how diversity can fuel innovation. I think that's a valuable lesson for today's entrepreneurs. Seek out different perspectives, build bridges with those from diverse backgrounds, and leverage those connections to create something truly special.
Yeah, it's like taking a page from both Frank and Art's playbook, the hustle and grit, the adaptability, the focus on customer value. Those are universal principles for success.
They are. And here's something interesting to consider. Both Frank and Art had to adapt to new environments. Frank moved from rural Costa Rica to the capital city. Art immigrated to California as a child. How do you think those experiences might have influenced their entrepreneurial journeys?
That's a thought-provoking question. Adapting to a new culture, a new way of life, it must have forced them to be even more resourceful, more adaptable.
Exactly. And that resilience, that ability to navigate unfamiliarity and find your footing, is arguably one of the most valuable traits an entrepreneur can possess.
So it's not just about the business lessons. It's about the life lessons that shape their approach to entrepreneurship. The importance of hard work, the willingness to take risks, the understanding that success is often built on a foundation of failures and setbacks.
And that's a powerful message for anyone listening. Entrepreneurship isn't just about starting a business. It's about embracing a mindset, a way of approaching challenges and creating opportunities. It's about having the courage to step outside of your comfort zone and pursue your vision, even when faced with adversity.
Hi, this is Art Munoz. If you're still listening, it's clear you're seriously thinking about leaving that corporate job you've mastered to step into something better, your own solo consulting or freelance business practice. I've been exactly where you are, stuck in corporate jobs at places like Oracle, Hitachi, Microsoft, feeling trapped in a system that wasn't serving me. I get it. But here's the thing, you don't have to stay there. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that with the right tools and mindset, you can build your own business and thrive without being dependent on a corporate paycheck. And I want to help you make that leap today, free of charge. Here's what you need to do. Head over to snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge. Again, that's snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge. And join my International Freelancers 5-Day Challenge. In just 5 days, you'll learn how to stand out as the go-to expert in your field, build trust with clients around the world, avoid the mistakes that could cost you years of wasted effort, find high-paying clients who value what you bring to the table, and stop piecing together advice from random blogs and YouTube videos. Don't waste any more time on dead-end freelancing platforms or chasing low-paying gigs. This challenge will give you the blueprint to take control of your future, command premium prices, and work from anywhere. Don't wait any longer. Take that first step. Go to snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge and join my challenge now. You got nothing to lose and your solo practitioner's confidence to gain.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the entrepreneurial legacy of Art and Frank Munoz, I want to leave you with this question. What's one small step you can take today to cultivate that entrepreneurial spirit within yourself? What can you do to embrace those values of resilience, resourcefulness, and action?
Remember, even the most successful entrepreneurs started somewhere. It's about taking that first step, no matter how small, and building momentum from there.
And as we learned from Frank and Art, that journey, with all its twists and turns, can be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it really is fascinating to think about how those early experiences, you know, of adapting to new environments shaped their paths as entrepreneurs. Frank going from rural Costa Rica to the capital city, and then Art, you know, navigating life as a young immigrant in California.
Those experiences must have instilled a deep sense of resourcefulness, right? I mean, they had to figure things out, build networks, adapt to unfamiliar situations. All essential skills for any entrepreneur, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's like they were constantly problem solving, finding creative ways to overcome obstacles. And that muscle that they developed, you know, that ability to navigate uncertainty probably served them well in the unpredictable world of business.
Precisely. And think about the cultural aspect. You know, both Frank and Art brought their Costa Rican heritage to their ventures, Frank, by incorporating those European baking techniques into his bakery and Art. By importing, you know, those gourmet products from his homeland. That's such a good point. They blended their cultural background with their entrepreneurial spirit, you know, creating something unique and authentic. It shows that diversity isn't just a buzzword. It can be a real source of strength and innovation.
And let's not forget the importance of community. You know, Frank built his bakery with the help of other immigrant bakers. He understood the power of collaboration, of leveraging shared knowledge and skills.
Right. It's a reminder that entrepreneurship isn't always a solo journey. Building a strong network, finding mentors, and connecting with others who share your vision can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And I think that sense of community, of helping others, is something that was deeply ingrained in both Frank and Art. Remember Frank's motto? I've worked for nobody except for my own customers. It's not just about transactions. It's about building relationships and providing real value.
Yeah, it's about understanding that success isn't just measured in dollars and cents, but in the positive impact you have on others.
Exactly. And I think that's the most inspiring takeaway from Frank and Art's stories. They demonstrate that entrepreneurship can be a force for good, a way to create opportunities, build community, and make a difference in the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I hope you're feeling inspired to tap into your own entrepreneurial spirit, whether it's starting a business, pursuing a passion project, or simply finding creative solutions to everyday challenges. You know, remember the lessons we've uncovered today.
Embrace resilience, resourcefulness, and action.
Value diversity, build strong relationships, and never stop learning.
And most importantly, remember that success isn't just about reaching a destination.
It's about enjoying the journey with all its twists, turns, and unexpected detours.